A group calling itself Black Guns Matter is trying to change the conversation about city violence. Their basic idea, educating gun owners about topics including de-escalation and safety, might have more of an impact than trying to remove guns from the streets. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Maj Toure grew up around guns in a tough part of North Philadelphia.
I was 15. I found one in the house. I put it on my hip. I just started moving around with it. So unintelligent, so ignorant. Fortunately, I didn't get into any, you know, altercations or anything.
Then Toure's stepfather, who was in the Navy, came into his life and showed him that the way a lot of his friends were handling guns was careless and dangerous. So he got trained. Toure, an artist and activist, is now 29, and he's trying to impart a sense of respect for guns to the masses under the name Black Guns Matter. He thinks the effort could actually curb gun violence in a city perpetually plagued with deadly shootings that no one can seem to stop. He says his push should be something that even gun control advocates get behind.
Being anti-gun is not being anti-education. I think we're reaching out to people that are uninformed and uneducated to get them informed and educated about firearm safety and responsibility.
He held a campaign launch event recently at a gun training center on Spring Garden Street. West Philadelphia resident Jane Haney showed up. She talked to Toure, then began filling out an application for a license to carry in the city.
I was a victim of a home invasion before, and my son been shot at 17. And I want to be able to protect myself and my family.
She says she doesn't ever want to have to use a gun, but having one gives her peace of mind. People filling out permit applications to carry like her aren't the problem, she says.
It's the people that's buying them illegally. That's where all the gun violence is coming from.
Toure's group is casting a wide net encompassing legal and illegal gun owners. His theory is that if one person in the group of friends pays more attention to guns and is trained to use restraint, it might just cause a chain reaction.
Problem is, in our community especially, maybe even deliberately, there's a lot of misinformation and ignorance, and it's not being unchecked. So if we continue down that same path, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting.
Historian Charles Cobb says Toure's campaign has a long lineage. Cobb wrote a book about the role guns played in the nonviolent civil rights movement.
Daisy Bates of Little Rock had a 38, I think, in her purse. Fannie Lou Hamer had shotguns in the corner of her bedroom. Medgar Evers traveled with a rifle in the trunk of his car and a pistol beside him on the front seat.
Cobb says one of the reasons why Toure's group is so exceptional is that the national gun rights movement, led by the NRA, has largely avoided talking about race.
Because really what they're peddling to white people, in my view, is that you need your guns because there's savages out here.
He says maybe Toure's grassroots effort can start to change that. But in a city with around 250 homicides a year, mostly from guns, not everyone is wholeheartedly embracing the group.
I disagree with the underlying premise that more guns make us safer, especially in these neighborhoods where there's already so many illegal guns. We think that more guns lead to more deaths and more injuries.
Shira Goodman's the executive director of Ceasefire PA, a statewide gun violence prevention organization. She says putting aside the more guns make us safer part of the group, she can actually support what they're doing.
They're having this conversation within the community. It's not outsiders coming in. It's really important.
Toure says he doesn't know if violent criminals would be interested in attending his seminars, but he does know that since he launched Black Guns Matter, people from other cities have been sending him direct messages on social media.
I get DMs and, you know, on Instagram all the time about people saying, hey, can you bring this down to Chicago, where there's so many homicides? Can you bring this to Detroit?
Toure thinks if police officers knew more armed black men were respectful with guns and knew conflict resolution skills, maybe that could start to undercut police community strife. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.